From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The next big tech company to release its earnings this week, Google. The company will report this afternoon, but a lot of the news about Google of late has been on privacy issues. Molly Wood of CNET joins me now. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Ben. How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for Google?
Google's having kind of a tough week, actually. There has been yet another flare-up of the privacy outrage that so often follows Google around, related to their intentions to include their users' names and photos in advertisements, and to change the way they route search queries so that now all of them are routed through Google's secure search service where they can harvest all the data related to those searches.
What about the company generally? What might we read from the tea leaves of this company when it releases its earnings?
Google actually missed its earnings expectations back in July, and it suggests that there might be a little more competition in the area of some of those services like mail, news, stock quotes, you know, all of the things that basically Yahoo is promoting. So we may actually see a little bit of weakness. There's still a question of whether anything else that they're trying will stick, and they're trying a lot of things and spending a lot of money on a lot of things.
And there's more rumors that there may be a second set of Google Glass. Maybe there's a smartwatch coming. So they're still trying things.
And that is the ethos of Google. And I think it's probably their greatest strength. It's also their greatest weakness. They have a hard time focusing. They sometimes end up putting out products that are a little bit incomplete. The Nexus line of phones, the Pixel. I mean, we've really seen Google start to flirt with this idea of being a hardware company. If they then announce a watch, that's going to be a big and interesting departure for them. And I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden you start having a whole different conversation about their services, their privacy, and possibly their monopoly.
Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.